It's Ask Ayla Brown on Country 102.5.
Now, here's Ayla.
And good morning to Chris. Chris, how are you? I'm really excited. I glanced at an email that said lobster with about 6 exclamation marks. And I was like, ooh, are we having lobster today? And Jim assured me that that is not the case. And instead, we needed to call you. What happened with lobster at work?
I'm a little steamed.
Oh. Okay.
So I have a coworker. You know, we have our office has a kitchen. So you can go in there and you can make your food and bring your food and heat your food up. You know, everybody's free to use it. The boss is okay to everything.
Yeah, we have that.
We have a coworker. His name is Kevin. And times a week, he brings in lobster.
That's nice.
And he'll
like lobster rolls?
No. A live lobster. Like he'll cook a lobster. He has a pot underneath the cabinet.
Jim, what? Have you heard of this? Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. He does what? He has his own pot.
He's got his own pot. He cleans it, you know, whenever he's done. But a couple times a week, he'll come in at noon. Right on the dot, that's his lunchtime. He'll come in, he'll put the lobster in the pot, he'll cook the live lobster there, he'll cook, eat it, clean up, and then go about his day after his lunch break is over.
I have a question for you, Chris. So, like, does he come into work, like, at 9 a.m. with the lobster, like, in the paper bag?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's...
Yeah.
Where does he put it for the three hours? Till lunchtime.
He puts it in the fridge. He puts it in the refrigerator.
With all of your other stuff? Like with someone's salad and someone's Panera. And then it's like, oh, there's Kevin's lobster. Good morning, Kevin's lobster.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thinks up the refrigerator because, you know, it's seafood.
Okay.
Thinks up everybody's food in there. And then he cooks it. So it stinks up the kitchen because he's cooking lobster and seafood, which is,
and
it's an actual live animal.
That is so funny. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so one day, we kind of had enough, and I took it upon myself to do the right thing, which was when he put the lobster in the fridge in the morning, I went in there, took it out, went outside, freed the lobster, and went about my day.
No, wait, what do you mean freed the lobster? You put it back in the ocean?
No, I just let it outside. There's a little grassy area, so I just took the lobster, let it out on the grass, and went about my day, went back inside.
My heart just dropped. This is a little live lobster. You just let it out on the grass for it to just roam?
Well, it was going to die anyway. I mean, he was going to cook it and eat it, so it's going to die either way. I'm well aware that the lobster probably died real soon.
You think?
But, you know, it was going to die anyway. So, you know, I don't feel bad. It's on Kevin now. Maybe he'll get the point.
Wow. Dang. I mean, I guess when you think about it, the lobster was going to die. But is there... who's the jerk here? I just want to know. 888-819-1025. Chris, who's calling in right now, set a live lobster free in the grass at work because Kevin, his coworker, once or twice a week, actually cooks lobster in the communal kitchen with his own pot. He cleans it afterwards, but they're saying enough is enough. This is a live animal that you keep in the fridge and it stinks up the whole place. So Chris took it upon himself to free the lobster. Did he do the right thing or the wrong thing? We're going to get to the bottom of it. 888-819-1025. Good luck, Chris.
Thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ayla help you.
888-819-1025.
Ask Ayla Brown continues next on Country 102.5.
We're doing Ask Ayla Brown. It's brought to us by InvisibleFence.com. Wow, how ironic. This summer, keep your pet protected with Invisible Fence brand. For a limited time, save 50% on your system installation. Visit InvisibleFence.com to learn more and schedule your free consultation. Country 102.5. Let's talk about Chris. For the first time in forever, I'm really, really confused. I don't know who the jerk is in this situation. Chris was like, hey, I work in an office and like a couple times a week, Kevin, my coworker, brings in a live lobster in a paper bag. He puts it in the fridge till his lunchtime at 12, and then he takes a lobster pot from one of the cabinets. He brings it himself, and he legit boils the lobster and eats lobster in the office, and we all have to smell it. We all have to deal with it. It's really weird. So what did I do? I took the lobster one day, and I set it free in the parking lot, in the grassy area, though. Don't worry. It was probably wasn't run over. And I was like, yeah, but it definitely died. It wasn't even in the ocean. And he's like, yeah, but think about it. It was going to die anyway. He makes a great point. However, I just feel like there's something wrong on all levels. But let's go to the phones. Can we go to Jim? Not Jim in this, not work daddy Jim. Hello, other Jim. Good morning. Jim, are you there? Oh, there you are. Hi. Hi.
It's actually Tim, but thank you. Hi, Ava.
I'm sorry. Hi, Tim. Tell me how you feel about this whole situation with the lobster.
I'll tell you what. Chris was a jerk for what he did. I can't believe he did that. It would have been so much funnier, and it would have gotten the point across if they had gotten together, taken the lobster to the sea, released it, and then filmed it for Kevin, then he'd learn his lesson.
Yeah.
But basically, this lobster could have died peacefully in its sleep in the fridge, and now it's getting its eyes pecked out.
Pecked out by whom? A bird?
Birds, squirrels, whatever's in that parking lot.
I know, but,
I don't know. I just,
but think about it. It was going to be boiled to death anyway. I mean, that's how we cook and eat lobster, right? I mean, we are from New England.
It's true, but then they're done in like 10 seconds. It would have been, I think it would have been a quicker death is what I'm
saying. No, I don't disagree with you either. The whole thought of what he did by releasing it in the parking lot, actually, you know what? I'm going to go so far to say he should be arrested.
Yeah, that's I mean, if anything, it's just wasteful because lobster's expensive.
That is also true. Thank you, Tim. Sorry for calling you Jim earlier. Let's go to Laura. Good morning. Hi, Laura. What do you have to say about Chris?
Well, I mean, if Chris is an adult, why couldn't he have just spoken to him about cooking a lobster at lunch or anybody else in the office?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then maybe he'd cook it at home and just dip it in hot butter at lunch.
Oh.
Why do we have to take his lobster? Why can't we just ask him?
Why can't he just
share? As soon as you said hot butter, you lost,
you know,
Ayla.
I was like, you know, can I be honest? I said this to Chris when I first talked to him. When he sent us the email about the Ask Ayla Brown, he's like, lobster with like six exclamation marks. I swear, like my stomach, it started grumbling. I'm like, oh, are we having lobster in Country 102.5 for the first time ever? That would be unbelievable. Sadly, I was let down by this whole story. No one is giving us lobster today, Jim. I'm sorry about that. That is just unfortunate. Thank you for your call, guys.
Number one for the most country. Country Mornings with Ayla Brown.
I didn't know I could actually have fun in the morning.
Country 102.5.
Boston's hottest country.
But can we agree that what Kevin did by bringing a lobster into the office is just super weird? So 888-819-1025. Does anyone have a coworker who's weirder than that guy who... Text message from Erica. We're talking about lobsters at work. Kevin was boiling his own lobster, and Erica said, my husband actually works for a grocery store chain, and there's a lady that comes in and buys all the lobsters in the tank, spends hundreds and hundreds of dollars just to set them free. She thinks she's saving them. So that's from Erica. Then we got another text from Jay, who says, cooking or reheating seafood in the office kitchen is one of the cardinal sins. Any and all retribution is justified. Yes, Jim.
Okay, so just because you asked if anyone had any coworkers that were weirder than this, I had a job once where we had a coworker where he would bring hookers to all of the company parties, and everybody knew they were hookers.
Oh my god!
And they would wear like S&M gear to the party, just like it was completely normal, and then come into the office on Monday like nothing happened.
Like nothing happened.
Like multiple times a year, this would happen.
Okay, so we have Kevin who cooks whole real lobsters at work. We have Jim's former coworker who brought strippers or hookers.
They were legit hookers.
Okay, escorts, hookers to parties.
No, escorts are fancy. These were hookers.
Can you beat any of those? What's the weirdest thing your coworker does at work? 888-819-1025. Good morning. We're doing Ask Ayla Brown, and Chris called in and he explained, about his coworker, Kevin. You know what? I'm going to just let Chris explain this thing about the lobster. What?
We have a coworker. He brings in lobster, a live lobster. Like, he'll cook a lobster.
Where does he put it for the 3 hours?
He puts it in the refrigerator.
With all of your other stuff?
Took it upon myself to do the right thing, which was when he put the lobster in the fridge in the morning, I went in there, took it out, went outside, freed the lobster, and went about my day.
Did you guys hear that correctly? Okay. Chris obviously has a weird coworker, right? That's what we got to talk about. Kevin, that's his name. Kevin legit takes a live lobster and cooks it in the communal kitchen in front of everyone. And the reason Chris took the lobster away and set it free is because he was like, this is ridiculous. I don't want to smell the lobster. This is gross. So what weird things do your coworkers do? We got a text from Seth. He said, I had a coworker who would eat in the bathroom stall and takes naps in there as well. And then we have a woman named Beth who's going to be calling in. She's the director of the Mass Lobstermen's Association.
She's defending bringing lobster to work.
Are we going to go to her next, or can we go to? Okay, yes. we're gonna go to Beth next. Okay, so definitely stick around.
Country mornings with Ayla Brown. Hey! On Country 102.5, Boston's hottest country.
Country 102.5, we're doing Ask Ayla Brown. I can't wait to get to Beth. But I need to recap a little bit because Chris called in for Ask Ayla Brown. And he was just like, I have a coworker. His name is Kevin. Every day he brings a live lobster in and cooks it in the communal kitchen. And we were fed up with it one day. So I took the live lobster and I set it free into the grass. I mean, the thing was going to die anyway. It's honestly not a big deal. That is weird. And when and we're still looking for people who have weird coworkers, BT dubs. But Beth is on the line and I just needed to pick her up. Beth, you're the director of the Massachusetts Lobstermen Association. Is that correct?
That is correct. Good morning, Ayla. How are you?
I'm good. So when you heard this call from Chris today, who talked about his coworker cooking live lobster at work and how mad he was about it. So he took the live lobster and he set it free into the grass. What were your thoughts on that?
My first thought was I have to pull over and listen and get the phone number. And I pulled over and I got the phone number and I just am, you know, it's amazing what people think they're doing to help. Number one, lobsters do not have a central nervous system. Oh. So when people think they're saving an animal, I try to explain to people it's like when they step on an ant. That's what lobsters are. They have an exoskeleton. So it's basically stepping on an ant. They don't feel any pain. So,
interesting. I didn't
saving
know
a lobster by letting it go in the grass is just feeding, like I heard you say, like, you know, feeding a seagull. And, you know, to the coworkers in the office that don't like the smell of lobsters boiling.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
So I work for the commercial lobster industry, and we have an office based in Scituate. And when they come into the office in the summer and it's really hot out and they work really long, hard days, and, you know, the bait that they use smells really awful. So you want to smell something horrible? Yeah. Come to the office in August. And, you know, I tell the girls in the office, I go, that's the smell of money. Oh. So when they come in smelling like a bait bag, it's like, you know what? We just get the Febreze out after they leave and it goes away after a while.
And then you take cash out of your back pocket and say,
that's
the real smell,
baby. Money, you know? And we, like you said, we live in New England, and, you know, as the director of the Massachusetts Lobstermen, we really try to encourage people to eat more seafood because, number one, it's a clean protein, and it's sustainably harvested, and people are all trying to be environmentally friendly and reduce the carbon footprint.
Yeah.
Well, if you can go buy seafood from a locally sourced fisherman, you're reducing your carbon footprint.
Hold on, I got to interrupt you because Work Daddy Jim has his hand raised.
Can I just say, Beth, whatever they are paying you, it is not enough because you are selling lobster right now.
I know. After you just said that, you love the smell of money, and then you're like, but hey, just go buy
your father. I have to say, your father was our champion, and we adore him.
Oh, Well, because my dad loves lobsters. My dad would be one of those people that would probably boil his own lobster if he still worked in an office.
Oh, my gosh. We adored him. And we every time I see him and I run into him, wherever I run into him, I'm like, when are you coming back?
Yeah.
So please, pass on our regards.
Oh, thank you, Beth. I appreciate it. And good luck with the lobster season this
year. Eat more lobster.
Yep.
Absolutely.
By the way, I'll give you my address after this. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Well, we've heard from the director of the Massachusetts Lobstermen Association, but I still want to know if there are any weird things that your coworkers do, like cooking lobster at the office. Who can beat that? 888-819-1025. We're going to continue your calls next. Weird coworker stories. Country 1025. We're doing Ask Kayla Brown. And I asked a very simple question, and I think we got some very non-simple answers. Who out there has a weird coworker that does weird things at the office? We're getting texts. We're getting calls. Mike in Haverhill said, when I worked at Shaw's, we used to have two coworkers hook up in the break room when no one was around, and they would have their friend play lookout, and they would just go at it. Oh, my gosh. If their bosses only knew. Let's go to the phones. Mike, what did your old boss do?
So my old boss, we call him like the man with the iron stomach. We don't know how he has like not gotten sick. So I have watched this guy like forget like a pizza in his car for like a day or two or whatever. And it could be like 100 degrees out and he'll go and he'll eat it. I've seen him with like hot dogs and he'll like eat like two out of the package and then he'll just kind of like wrap it up.
Wait, what?
And you said he hides
and, like,
them around
just, like,
the office?
Leave it on like the counter or whatever or put it in like the office and then like go back like the next day and like
and
eat them.
No.
Not refrigerated.
That's disgusting. Yeah, he definitely has an iron stomach. And if I were working with someone like that, I would definitely be calling a radio station to put that person on blast as well. Thank you for your call, Mike. Super strange. Can we beat it though? Good morning to Phil. Phil, you had a coworker, I'm sorry, but who did what with his teeth?
he would brush his teeth while standing at the urinal in the men's room.
No, he didn't.
Yep.
Hold on, was he peeing or is that just where he chose to brush his teeth?
No, he was peeing.
Okay.
He was doing his job.
I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
It almost makes it worse because, Phil, you had to go in there. Did you, like, watch him do it? Because that's also kind of strange.
Well, we saw him. It didn't watch for long. I mean, obviously, it's something strange to see. But, yeah, no, it caught him a couple times brushing his teeth while he was standing at the urinal. I guess multitasking.
Phil, I'm no dentist, but aren't you supposed to brush your teeth for... 2 minutes. I can't imagine someone goes pee for 2 minutes. So that was probably a short brush, too.
He was an odd duck anyways. But
you still work with him?
No. This was a few years ago.
Okay. So no other weird coworker stories. I think that between this one and the cooking lobster, that takes the cake. Yes, Jim.
I will have to say... we just got a text message from Amy in Worcester that says she has two coworkers and she worked third shift and they were in a relationship and used to go out in the car and have sex in the car during their shift.
Third shift. That means you're probably a nurse.
Overnight. Yeah.
That's not just weird. That's very scandalous,
I've said
guys.
It before. I will say it again. I love nurses, but y'all are freaks sometimes.
Y'all are nasty. And then you're probably taking my blood pressure afterwards, and your blood pressure is already raised and high and very excited. Anyways, thank you for the texts. Thank you for the calls. I love receiving them. Do you have any stories that can honestly beat that? Do you have a weird coworker that you have to work with every single day? Let us know. We're going to post this on our Facebook page. Check out the story. Check out why Chris let a lobster free in the office parking lot on our Facebook page. Country Mornings with Ayla Brown. Thank you, guys.
The most variety.
Country Mornings with Ayla Brown.
Country 102.5.
Can I just say that I work with the best?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.